I want to state up front here, for the benefit of our radio listeners, that you are a man who knows how to properly rock a suit and tie.
Thank you very much.
That's not to be overlooked.
Thank you.
Your sartorial flair is unrivaled here in the local music scene. Your closet must be a thing to behold.
Thank you. Sartorial. You keep using those big words. You're going to confuse me during this interview. But thank you. Yes, I have. I think my problem now is dry cleaning bills, really.
What's the importance of a good suit, Bosley?
I want people's attention, man. You know, I want people's attention. I want to look good. Well, I don't mind asking for it. I think a lot of the perceived unselfconsciousness of people who dress down for shows is sort of more posturing than trying really hard to look good. So I try really hard to look good.
If you're up there on stage, it's a given that you want attention.
Exactly.
So you might as well dress.
Not pretend like I don't. You know, I want people's attention. This is my point number one. Yeah. Bosley wants your attention, folks.
Wearing a well-tailored suit was, of course, standard operating procedure for musicians.
Even
of
on
a,
the radio,
a certain...
people don't know this now, but I have a suit on right now. You can't hear me.
You look great.
You can only hear me. Thank you.
Brown corduroy suit today.
That's right.
I want to play a song from this brand new album you've got out this weekend. It's called The Dirty Dogs Radio Show. I'm going to pop on this track, Ballad of a Dirty Dog. And Bosley, what do you want to say about this song as we get ready to give it a listen?
Get ready. Enjoy it.
All right, here we go. New music from Baltimore singer, songwriter, performer, band leader,
entrepreneur,
sharp dresser, Bosley. Ballad of a Dirty Dog, the name of that track from the new album, The Dirty Dogs Radio Show.
Thank you.
Bosley is here with us this week on The Signal. And Bosley, you start this album off with this song, Ballad of a Dirty Dog, and it sounds like the song of a man who's maybe showing up after a long night with his hat in his hand, asking for another chance and promising that he's going to start fresh.
You could say that. That's how the song is framed. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It is about that scenario of showing up and getting honest with somebody, and that's sort of what I've had to do in the last little while, is just show up and get honest, you know?
With all that swagger comes a certain necessary humility as well.
Yeah, that's earned, you know? Swagger is learned. Humility's earned, I guess.
You have an oddly old soul, I dare say. How old are you?
I just turned 28.
28. Take us back in time to your formative years, if you would. I imagine like a young grade school-aged Bosley.
Thanks.
Dressed in a little suit, hair slicked back in a pompadour, winking at himself in his bedroom mirror while he sings along to his parents' old Temptations records and Elvis records.
That's true, man. I grew up in Baltimore in a row house. I had a mom and a sister, great family. And the first record I ever bought was Elvis Presley. And those old songs, man, they just sounded so timeless to me, you know.
Let me fast forward to more recent years.
Sure, yeah.
Here, talk about your path coming into your own as Bosley, the performer and band leader here in Baltimore. You've got a huge band, literally
got
a huge band.
I've got a huge band. We top out around 8 or 9 sometimes, and maybe even larger than that. But it's really, really difficult to schedule a band like this, and so it takes a really dedicated group of people. And I will shout out my band right now and say, hey, y'all, we're on the radio. They just played that song that we recorded. It sounds good out here at WYPR. Like I've said, the musicians that I'm playing with right now are talented and dedicated and beautiful people. We feel more like a family than anything, and so it becomes easier to keep that group of people together when everybody's really excited about the project. And for me personally, you know, I came from a background of not really being able to own all the energy that I wanted to transmit to people, you know? I started writing sort of maudlin, weepy folk songs, and after a while, people don't really want to hear that anymore, you know? So personally, I had to come to a place where I could own the energy that I want to transmit to people, and like I was saying before, I could be the center of attention. The journey for me was from being afraid to ask for people's attention to now asking for it with confidence and an earnest appeal to want to be heard, you know? And I think that's just what you call finding your voice, I guess.
Let's go ahead and listen to another track from this new album of yours. I want to play a song that is a testament to your sheer vocal range.
From a man who's got a very lovely voice as well, I take that as a compliment.
Love Sugar, that's the name of this song. What do you want to say about this tune?
It's louche and lascivious, and it's a hell of a good time. Take it away, Aaron. I haven't said one curse word yet.
Yeah, you're doing great, man.
Yeah. We're not out yet, Aaron. Here we go.
Music from the new Bosley album, The Dirty Dogs Radio Show, here on The Signal. Band leader, songwriter, singer of falsetto, Bosley, is in studio with us this week. And Bosley, you know, a lot of musicians, they seem to very self-consciously cultivate a certain alter ego, like a stage persona for themselves that they can put on and then conveniently let go of when they're not performing. I get the sense, the suspicion, though, that with you it's more like you just wake up this way every morning.
Yeah. What do I say to that? thank you. This is my natural frequency. That's sort of what I tell people. You know, when I am on stage performing, I am never more myself. You know, it's in that moment that I really, that's the most natural I ever feel.
There must have been an important moment of, like, an epiphany, though, when you realized how good that felt, or that that's what you wanted to do. Or were you just bitten by a radioactive soul singer at some point?
If I could pinpoint a moment, the moment I'm thinking of now is actually one of embarrassment. I sang, I wore matching outfits and sang in the fourth grade talent show, I Swear, by All for One, with two other young boys from my class.
And what is that, a boys band? Like a,
it was a boys band.
Pop band?
Yeah, it was akin to the Boys to Men, which is funny. That's what I was listening to in fourth grade. I was listening to Boys to Men. I graduated briefly from Motown. And all the kids were laughing. And I got so self-conscious, I folded my arms, and I just sang the rest of the song, sort of, you know, pouting or whatever. And that's the moment I'm thinking of now.
It's a horribly sad moment.
It is. It's a sad moment, but I think the lesson for me there is that when I'm performing on stage, I give everything I can give to that moment and leave nothing behind. And everything else is of a lesser importance to me and in that moment, you know. And so I love the moment before I come out on stage, and I can, and the audience, make them wait, you know, make them wait for it. And then you pour your heart out.
So you've got this certain charm, this certain swagger that, how do I say this? Do you have a lot of groupies?
I'm gonna no comment that one on the radio. I probably do have a lot of groupies, and if any of them are listening to this show, I really need a fleet of unpaid interns right now. So,
you have a lot of work for such people as well, because you've branched out into the world of videos.
Yeah.
You're a YouTube sensation. I got to talk for a few minutes about these videos you've been creating. Some of these videos have got like 25,000 views. It's a testament, I think, to the fact that they are very cleverly conceived concepts and also really major production numbers with these long tracking shots and these huge synchronized casts of characters. How do you organize these things? And what compels you to do this?
Well, I've always been theatrical. I've always been a performer. And the next phase of that for me is logically making music videos. And as I've gotten more experience in that industry, I'm getting better at it. I try to pursue the images in my head that seem the most ambitious sometimes. And I can see myself becoming a filmmaker. That's really what I think I want to do. It challenges me creatively, but you know, I think I'll always be a musician and performer, and that will be my bread and butter. But I'm getting into acting, and I'm getting into making films. And we just had a website called Petapixel pick up my newest video called For Just Like You. It was a
time lapse video.
Correct. It was a 9-10 month time lapse in which I tried to film myself 3 or 4 times a week wearing the same clothes, doing the same actions, and I filmed it over the course of 10 months and captured the seasons changing doing it. So you can sort of seamlessly see me singing the words and everything, but the seasons are changing. And so
these videos are great experiments in technique. They're works of craftsmanship. Thanks. And then, of course, they showcase Bosley the performer, so they've got all that going for him, too.
Thank you, yeah. Well,
and we're about to make another one.
We've got a new video in the works, actually. We're shooting this weekend, and conceptually, this is the most ambitious video that we've tried to make so far. It's a combination of high-powered dance sequences with in-camera special effects, forced perspective sets, and it's going to be really, really fun. People are going to love it, man. This is going to blow up.
Bosley, sir, you are a charismatic Renaissance man, a musical force to be reckoned with, and I congratulate you on your success. Thank you very much for dropping by.
Aaron, it's wonderful to be here on this particular frequency, and it's been a pleasure.
Bosley's new album is called The Dirty Dogs Radio Show. You can find it online at bosleymusic.net. That's also where you can find info about the big album release party that's going to be happening April 26th. At the Metro Gallery here in Baltimore. The website again, bosleymusic.net. Here's one more track from the record. It's called I Don't Mind the Sunshine. And thank you again, Bosley.
Thank you. I ain't got nothing to say. Well, I can't write a song on a sunny day. But hey, I don't mind the sunshine. Looking like it's gonna rain, oh, but I